But I'm thankful tonight for the opportunity to be here in Miami, Florida. And I was thinking a little bit ago that if we had been overseas, probably couldn't have got the people under the tent. Brother Taylor, when he sings over there, he sings like he just come fresh from heaven. And I've seen him sing until the sweat was pouring off and people shouting and praising God and loving the Lord, Brother Ed. The black man across the waters love us and love Brother Taylor. And they flock into our meetings over in Grand Cayman. They said we had the biggest and best meeting they'd ever had in Grand Cayman Island. And here, I suppose that this area is predominantly black for miles around. We ought to have so many people in here that you just have to roll the curtains up. And I can truthfully say tonight, if they had any idea as to what was taking place, they'd be here. They'd more than gladly be here tonight. It's been about 10 years ago, I guess, that we was just maybe a few blocks away, not too far from here, when the Lord Jesus Christ himself came to me. About 10 years ago, he came to me. The Lord himself came to me and spoke to me and picked up my hand and asked me the question. He said, "Where is the stone of thy birth?" And I, as Daniel said, I was like a dead man. I couldn't do anything but just say, "I don't know, I don't know." I couldn't move. I was completely frozen. And he said, "I'll get thee one." And he turned and went out of the room. In a few minutes, he came back and he picked up this hand and he put a ring on this finger right here. When he placed the ring on this finger here, all of a sudden, the room that had been dark lit up like there were so many multiplied lights that had been turned on. And I looked and an angel of God stood there in my presence, tall, so tall that if we had been in a room, I couldn't tell then where we were in a room or where we was. I just know that he was standing there and he had something in his hand. He was so much taller than me. And he dropped it, and I remember it going down to the floor or ground, whatever it was. And I picked it up, and I restored it to him. He looked at me very pleased, and then he went away. This has been 10 years ago or more here. And then, of all times for us to return here at a very precise moment concerning the move of God and to be here on the day of my birth when he asked me about the stone of my birth. Here 10 years later, I return with a birthday that's on the 10th of the month, on the same day that God came to Noah and told him to get ready to go into that ark. That there was a flood coming. You can say that's coincidental. Well, it might be, but I'll tell you what. I've often said you can call Monroe Coincidental Corner or Junction. We have so many great, wonderful coincidences. I tell you what, there's going to be a great move, something like you've never seen. There's going to be a move among the black man that's literally going to shake him out of the frame. It's coming. Somebody say, "Brother Pike, it'll never be," but it will be. It's on the verge of coming right now. One of the greatest moves that's ever broke out in the history of the world. God's fixing to do something among the black man. A great thing is fixing to take place. I'm glad to be here tonight, glad to have an opportunity to talk to you. I was listening to little Samuel a while ago. He was all upset. Little Samuel here really tells a story concerning the thing that's happening here tonight and why we're here tonight. Take a while to go into it, but it really tells a story. I notice also that this tent had to do with Dallas, Texas. There's a number of things that I notice here that is really outstanding that's in Revelation in. You know, I just can't help it if I see God speaking everywhere. I just see him speaking to me everywhere and in everything. And it thrills my heart, Ed. It thrills my heart and soul. Since I've been here, I've been fighting a battle. The devil attacked me with the flu as I started down here. And I didn't have anything to take, so I had to battle it out for about 2 or 3 days, just getting on my knees during the night and praying and sweating and praying and asking God to undertake. And even though my throat is still swollen up tonight, yet I won the victory over it. And I thank God for his wonderful blessings. And though Satan tried to stop me from being here tonight, yet I made it anyway. Praise God for Brother Dennis and Brother Ed and the co-laborers with him, the way that they're working together and trying their best to get the gospel out. We're supposed to be over in Humboldt, Tennessee, Brother Dennis, the last of this month. And then we're going to move westward in some meetings out in Arizona. There was a vision. I don't know just what the Lord has in it for us, but there was a vision that we were in Tucson, Arizona, and they had the big gospel tent, Brother Delmas' tent up, and there were so many people they said they couldn't get them under the tent. So I know that that is the area where Brother Branham was for so long, and I know that God is planning to do something. There's something great and mighty is taking place tonight. I just hope that you're able to get a hold of it and to see just what God is doing. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Revelation. I'd like to read a scripture to here and then get a little bit of this water. But reading from the third chapter of the book of Revelation, I think I'll start at the first verse. And first, I'd love to ask, is Brother Andrews here? The one that owns the tent. I haven't. Here. I wondered if maybe this was he and his wife had just come out of the trailer. We'd like to say thank you, brother, for the opportunity to be here under the tent. I understand you're from California. Is that right? We certainly appreciate the opportunity to be here and to have you and your wife here with us under the tent. I had a vision the other night, and you and your wife fit the description of the two people that I saw. All right, I want to read here in the third chapter, the first verse. If you've got your Bibles, turn and read with me. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy work, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hath not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's reading the entire third chapter of the book of Revelation. You know, there's one thing that I always praise God for. So often I drink water. I'm a great lover of water. All my life I've drank a lot of water. And so often in preaching around the nation and getting thirsty, you know, you get real hot. You know how you do when you're preaching sometimes? You kind of work up a sweat. And in preaching, I find myself drinking a lot of water. And I'm always grateful to God. I find myself saying to the Lord, I'm so thankful, Lord, that I don't have to go to hell. How do you believe there's a real, genuine hell somewhere that's got flames in it? I know that we try to explain that away, but I believe there's a real, genuine hell somewhere that's burning flames. Now, I've heard people try to explain it away, Denny, but there's a real, genuine hell, and I'll tell you what, people that don't serve God's going there. You believe that? People that don't serve God's going to wind up in hell. There's a lake of fire where people are going that don't serve God. Now, I wish this thing was a little bit longer here. I'm done feeling bondage here already with this thing. All right, now, I read to you here from the book of Revelation, and Jesus here in speaking to the churches down through the church ages, seeing certain things to the churches here, but I noticed when he come down to the group of people that I'm preaching to tonight, he didn't speak too well of them. After I noticed when he spoke of the group of people that I'm preaching to tonight, he didn't speak too well of them. Now, he spoke pretty good about the other people back there, but when he came to Brother Pike's day, he had a little different opinion of people. Is that right? You know, we love to put that back somewhere else, but the Bible said that it was unto the Laodicean church. Is that right? The Laodicean church age is the ones that he was speaking to, and he didn't speak too well of them. The Bible said that they had a name that they lived. You know, the Church of God, the Assembly of God, and the Presbytery, and the Church of Christ. Come on. The Baptists and the Methodists, the Presbytery, the Pentecostals, along with the Catholics. The Bible said that they had a name that they lived, but they were dead. Twice dead and plucked up by the roots. Amen. They tell me they call us dead men's corner that I will have my funeral before I get away from here. I've done pretty good so far. I made it through the islands. Pretty rough over there. Sometimes you get a pop shot at you. You know, in Mexico, other places, I made it pretty good, but they liable to have my funeral here showed up. But you know, I don't know of a better place to have a resurrection than on dead man's corner, do you? You got to have somebody dead to have a resurrection. So if we got a dead man's corner, it's a good place to have a resurrection. If something happened to me, Denny, I hope you got saved. Need somebody to resurrect me. You love the Lord? Hallelujah. God never spoke too well of the people that Brother Pike had to preach to. A Laodicean church age that he said was lukewarm. You know what Laodicea means? People's rights. Everybody wants the rights. Now stay with me. Everybody wants the rights. The woman wants the rights today. She thinks it ought to be a 50-50 deal. And the man wants his rights today. The black man wants his rights. The white man wants his rights. The German wants his rights. And the Japanese wants his rights. Hallelujah. And Jesus wants his rights. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here tonight to defend the rights of Jesus Christ. What did you come for? What did you come for? Amen. I've said this so many times, it helps us get straightened out. You know, the white man's got it in his mind, he's going to take the thing over. The black man's got it in his mind, he's going to take it over. And the Germans think they're going to take it over. And the Japanese think they're going to take it over. But I want to tell you tonight, Jesus is going to take it over. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. The the Bible says that the saints of God shall rise and take the kingdom and possess it forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. Somebody said, whose side are you on tonight? I'm on Jesus' side. I always did want to be on the winning side, didn't you? And it took me a long time to find out who was going to win. And then when I found out who was going to win, I joined up. They used to have a little saying, if you can't beat them, join them. And I found out I couldn't beat them, so I just joined them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Feels good, brother, didn't be here tonight. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. Praise God. He said to these people, he said, you're lukewarm. A bunch of lukewarm people. He said, you're not praying. You're not fasting. You're not seeking the Lord. You've just got a nice church. You just got a good pew. Just got some members. Just got somebody to support you to where you can pay your bills. Amen. Somebody said, well, Brother Pike, as long as you're paying your bills nowadays, you're doing pretty good, ain't you? Hallelujah. You know, when they went into Canaan, they could afford to pay the bills. They wasn't doing too good in the wilderness. But they got over to Canaan, they could afford to pay the bills. But they found out later that that was the will of God. Amen. Brother, when you go over to Canaan, if you don't watch out, you'll get in trouble. Everything gets good for you. Got plenty of good to eat, you know, and plenty to drink. Then everything seemed all right. That's the worst time with Jesus. Amen. He said, beware, lest when you go into Canaan, he said, you forget. You forget. Go into Canaan, he said, beware, lest you forget. Then you say, who is God? Who is God that I should serve him? Hallelujah. You ever had the devil to talk to you like that? You ever had the devil speak to you like that? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, Brother Andrews, when you're out on the road with a tent, you don't take too much time to think like that, do you? Because you got to have Jesus. Amen. You got to have God on your side, Ed. Amen. God's got to be with you. You got to stay on your knees. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. You say, I don't feel him. Maybe you haven't got him. Amen. I feel him. Amen. If you've got him, you can feel him too. If you hadn't got him, you need to join the crowd. Hallelujah. Praise God. I felt him this morning. I was in my room praying today. And I was talking to God, all of a sudden, here come the Holy Ghost. I felt the Holy Ghost as he began to move. And he broke me up and I began to weep. I began to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Last night, well over in the midnight, I was ringing the prayer bells of glory. I feel God. I feel God. I was ringing the prayer bells of glory. Hallelujah. Come up with the keys on the side this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I said if we pray, God will give us the keys. Amen. Hallelujah. If you haven't got the keys, you need to pray. Need to pray. Praise God. You say, what's wrong, Brother Pike? Jesus said, he said, they're lukewarm. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Folks, it's a dangerous thing to get lukewarm. Did you know it? It's a dangerous thing to stop praying. It's a dangerous thing to get lifted up in the flesh. It's a dangerous thing to cut yourself off from God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's fixing to do something. God's fixing to give a shaking through the world. Somebody said, I don't believe it. It don't make any difference whether you believe it or not. My fine brother and sister, you don't have to believe it. God's going to do it anyway. Amen. The Bible says, in your unbelief, make God's faith of none effect. Just because you don't believe it, well, it don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. You think God's going to stop moving because Brother Pike wants to be an unbeliever? You think God's going to stop moving because I don't believe? You think because I don't want to believe in miracles, God's going to quit healing? Amen.
God's got something for you tonight. God wants to do something for you tonight. God wants to break the yoke from off of you tonight. God wants to stir you tonight. Amen. Start a spring on the inside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Feel better? The song said, I'm feeling so much better. Let's go on talking about that good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. The Lord didn't speak too well to these people. He said, these people are lukewarm. And he said, if they don't make a change, he said, I'm going to spew them out of my mouth. Amen. If we don't stop talking about people's rights and start talking about God's rights, God's going to spew the whole bunch of us out of his mouth. Brother William Branham said he saw a vision. And by 77, America was blown to bits. Amen. If God blows this place up, then who's going to have rights? Amen. He said, well, I don't believe it's going to come to pass. According to what the statements that I've understood so far, every one of me had since 1933 has come to pass. Every last one of them come to pass. And the last one he saw America blown to bits. Said he saw the calendar turn until she come over to 77. And said the calendar didn't turn anymore. Said he looked and said she was blown to bits. Folks, if that's true, we don't have any time to start buying cars and new homes and all these kind of things. Amen. The old prophet got upset one time in Gehazi. He went running off after the world. He wanted the things of the world. Wanted to feather his nest a little bit. And God spoke to him. The old prophet said to him, Gehazi, it's no time to plant vineyards. It's no time to build houses. It's no time to feather your nest. It's time to work for God. Hallelujah. It's no time to try to figure out what you can have in this world. But it's time to get right with God. Time to be stirred. Amen. To awake. The Bible said, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. To raise up, to be stirred, to awaken, to come to a stirring. How I long to impart unto you. Hallelujah. How I long to impart unto you some spiritual gift, Paul said, to the end that you might be established. How long so many times to come to a place to tell the people of the revelation of Christ. But we're not far enough along to do that. People are not far enough along to see that. You have to come and preach to them. Amen. To the foolishness of preaching, it pleased God that men should be saved. Have to come and preach to them. But how the world tonight needs Christ and the revelation of Jesus, said. The world needs it tonight. We need our understanding open. As he walked along the street to Emmaus, and he spoke to them there, they said, did not our hearts burn within us as he opened our understanding by the way? Hallelujah. Didn't our hearts burn? I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, you better not speak in tongues unless you interpret. I interpret. Hallelujah. I said, it's all right because I interpret. Amen. Do a little prophesying too. A little praying for the sick too. A little seeing of visions too. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see the name here, the power of Jesus. The Bible said it's not by power of might, but it's by my spirit. What we need tonight is the spirit of God. What we need tonight in our midst is the spirit of God, Brother Dennis. Need God to come in. Brother, it's going to take the spirit to resurrect you. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. One day he's going to leave dead to move in the membership of this body so he can feel it. Hallelujah. We sang the song, there ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground because there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Hallelujah. coming a resurrection. Praise God. Down here on Dead Man's Corner, preaching the resurrection of the life. What a wonderful place to come to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you're lukewarm. What do you need to do? Get hot. Get hot. They used to have a little saying, you know, they said, that evangelist, he's really hot. That evangelist is moving through the country. He's really hot. I didn't like that too much. I didn't think that sound too well, you know. But I got to thinking, God said, be hot or cold. I said, well, maybe that's right. Maybe it's hot. Maybe stirring up the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something's on the main line. Brother Taylor sings that song. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. What a day. I wish tonight that you could share my enthusiasm. I wish you could share my vision. I wish you could understand what's in my heart tonight. Oh, listen to me, my brother. Evangelists have preached for many years. Pastors have stood behind the sacred desk for many years. And they've not even started to scratch the surface of what God's doing. Amen. Brother, I mean polished Bible scholars. I don't mean something that's left over from yesterday's supper. I'm talking about polished Bible scholars. They've not even scratched the surface of what God's doing. Amen. You know what's going to happen? Somebody said, there, Brother Pike, you stir me up when you talk like that. You upset me. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm fixing to say something now that might upset you more than that. The Bible said the elders died in the wilderness. I said, the Bible said the polished Bible scholars died in the wilderness. Amen, because they said we're full, have need of nothing. The Bible said they died in the wilderness. Is that right? God had to raise up a bunch of youth to take them in. Somebody say, Brother Pike, you believe God's going to use this bunch of hippies? I believe God will use them. That's all he can get. I made a prediction not too long ago that God was going to let a revival break out among the hippies, and it did break out. Amen. Out in California, down along the beach, hundreds and thousands of them were baptized. Amen. A stirring among them. God's going to do something, folks. If you want to be part of it, you can. If you want to go with God, you can. If you want to have it your way, God lets you have it your way. If you want to be turned over to your reprobate mind, God lets you do that too. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll watch real close somewhere in your church, God's got a Joshua coming up. Better keep your eyes on it. God's got a Joshua coming up. Better keep your eyes on it. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I got this thing all by myself. You better watch. God's got a Joshua coming up. You better keep your eyes on him. Amen. You might think you got it. You might think that congregation's right in your hands. You might think everything's just right. But God's got something coming up. Better keep your eyes open. Hallelujah. Bible said, hold fast and let no man take your crown. God's got somewhere, somebody somewhere. The Bible said in the days of Eli, when the light had gone out of the temple and there wasn't anything else left, God brought a Samuel. I said, God brought a Samuel. And a little Samuel came along and God opened up a light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. I want you to stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil's really been working on this throat. But God's still giving the victory. Hallelujah. God's still giving the victory. Still feel the power of God and the Holy Ghost. Still feel God moving. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't got no organ for nobody to play tonight. No piano. I guess I'll have to do it like James and John did in the early church. Hallelujah. Have to do it the way they did. Lord said, go out into the highways and into the hedges. Amen. Some of you fellas, you know, you feel like, God, I can't do nothing. Say, Lord, I can't do nothing. I hear them, you know, they say, I can't do nothing, Lord. I can't do nothing. Say, why? I don't have a church. I don't have a congregation. I don't see why not. The world's a platform and everybody's your audience. Bible said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Since I've been down here, I've been talking to people about God, passing out tracts, telling them about Jesus. Amen. God will let you do something if you want to. Ladies, you can do something if you want to. Amen. God's got something you can do if you want to. Praise God. He'll let you do it if you want to. Amen. The Lord's got something for you. Are you willing? Are you willing? The Bible says you'd be good and obedient, you'd eat the good of the land. Is that right? Is that right? He said, well, if you put your foot, I'll give it to you. Man, look at Brother Andrews. Here's a young man, a young woman, perseverance for Christ, trying to go on thousands and thousands of miles from California. How many of you went up and give an offering? How many been up and said, here, Brother Andrews, anybody come that far trying to preach the gospel, I want to share something with you. You say, I don't have anything to do. There's something to do right there. Amen. So that's not Bible. The Bible said labor that you might have to give. And the Bible said, concern the minister, give unto them and unto all their needs. Is that right? Seeing that they're the ministry and they give themselves continuing this very thing, take care of all their needs. Is that right? I feel good, Ed. Hallelujah. Devil's working on my throat, but I still feel good. Amen. There's one thing about it. He can't do nothing with the spirit on the inside of it. Hallelujah. Amen. He can squeeze up on that throat. But that Holy Ghost still jumps up and down on the inside. And that babe and that wound in there just keeps turning over and over. Like John the Baptist, I still feel him leaping in the wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You love him? Let's sing a little chorus together. Let's sing the little chorus, pass me not, O gentle Savior. We don't have to have music. I'd rather have music, but we don't have to have it. We can still sing without it. Let's just sing to the Lord Jesus now. No, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble plea. While on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Can you sing it with me? Oh, Savior, oh, Savior, won't you hear my humble cry? While on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. People in the day we're living in are very sad. You know, the black man is a sad people. He's a very sad man. You know, one of the reasons is because he's been underprivileged. He's been cast down. He's been hurt. He's been abused. He's been misused. Like the Jews were down in Egypt. That's right. But you know, he's made a great mistake, Ed. Right here when God had the cream and cake for him, if he don't watch out, he's going to do like Cain did. He's going to do like Esau did. He's going to sell his birthright for a morsel of bread. Right here, when everything in the world's become corrupt, and everything in the world's become despised in the sight of God, and God had something special in store for the black man because of what he's been through, if he don't watch out, he's going to turn to the things of the world and forget about his Savior. You know, that's what happened to Israel. Amen. Israel had been cast down, Brother Denny. They had been rejected by the nations, Ed. Been out in the wilderness, had nobody to help them. Well, a poor, crushed people. A sad people. But just when God was fixing to do something for them, they began to sell out to the world and wound up down in Babylon. Don't do that tonight. God's got some real happiness for you, folks. Amen. I feel it in my soul. I feel the thing I'm telling you about tonight, Brother Andrews. God's got something real for you folks. Hallelujah. Don't turn loose now. Amen. Don't turn loose now. Now's the time to get in there with God. Amen. You've been coming through the wilderness. Amen. You've been through the suffering, through the heartaches. Now's the time to get in there and believe God. Stay with it now. Amen. God's on your side. God wants to help you and do something for you. God loves you tonight. Amen. God loves you tonight. Hallelujah. He loves you. He wants to do something for you. If thou canst believe, Jesus said. If thou canst believe tonight. Folks, listen, we can't get it without faith. You can't get it without faith. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. Gotta make an effort. Gotta try to believe. Hallelujah. You gotta try to believe. Make an effort. Believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at Brother Andrews, way over here from California. Moving by faith like Abraham did. Searching for a city. What has got foundation? Who's building maker's God? Hallelujah. Let me drop in just a little bit of revelation. You know what the foundation was? The apostolic ministry. The Bible said when that New Jerusalem came down, it had their names wrote in the foundation. I said Abraham was looking for a city with foundations. Amen. The 12 foundations of the teachings of the 12 apostles. Amen. Built up a city of live stones. Built up into a holy priesthood. A habitation of the eternal spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just want to drop in a little revelation tonight. Hallelujah. Love the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Bible said when Israel crossed over Jordan, what did she do? Amen. Put some stones out there, didn't she? Amen. How do you know that Jordan was dead? Jordan was the grave. How do you know when Jesus conquered death? Took 12 stones and laid them out there, didn't he? 12 lively stones. Hallelujah. Let you know he's crossed Jordan. Got the teaching of them stones tonight. Amen. God, because we crossed over Jordan. If thou canst believe tonight, you pass from death and life. Pass from death and life. If thou canst believe tonight. You believe tonight? Hallelujah. Remember when they made that trip from here, from earth, and went up yonder to the moon? They brought back the stones, didn't they? Typically crossed over Jordan. Went over a place nobody ever got over before. God was trying to show us something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got lively stones. Hallelujah. Crossed over Jordan. Don't have to die tonight. God's got something for you. God's got something. Dennis read to you tonight where he said he glorified you. Hallelujah. You love him tonight. I want you to lift your hands up tonight. We're going to be here tonight or two with Dennis, the good Lord willing. We're going to try to share a little bit of what we understand with you. And I want to love you, show you the love of God. And I want to preach the word to you without fear of favor. Amen. Without respect to person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, bless it. Hallelujah. Father, you know how much I love this man. Bless him, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, help this young evangelist. In the name of Jesus, Father. While I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel his faith tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands up tonight. Let's love him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Boy, you got your hands up over and pray for you. I feel God tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Over your deaf man's corner, I'm feeling the heaven of resurrection. Amen. Resurrection of these dead folks. Amen. Hallelujah. Resurrection of life tonight, baby. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, I want you to move over this people tonight. I want you to heal them tonight, Jesus. I want you to do something special for them tonight. Father, heal their sick bodies. Take away their diseases. Take away the yokes tonight. Oh, God, let them feel something tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.